That was show preparation right there. Did you see that?
Show prep.
Yep.
Plenty of show prep going on.
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Handing out candy tonight for the first time in...
I saw it all in there.
Years.
A lot of it. Where's
my phone? What kind of candy you got?
I got the assortment bag. Here's how long it's been since I've handed out, gave candy out.
They didn't make miniatures.
No.
There was real sugar in the chocolate.
I don't remember them having bags of assorted candy bars, bags of assorted fun-sized candy bars. Like Hershey puts out all their in one big bag. It's like $20.
Okay. And I mean this with all the love of my heart. Would you have ever bought the candy when maybe you were cohabitating with someone to begin with?
Yeah.
You would have purchased it?
No. Okay. That's not true.
Well,
no.
Then that's why you don't know. Because A.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Man. You know what? We'll skip A and B. We'll
skip it.
No, they. No. What were we talking about? And then on the other show,
it came up.
That whole segment of my life came up, and I just. Actually, fittingly, on Halloween, I got a cold chill running through my entire body, and something about the big giant house.
So you got Snickers, right?
Reese's? I don't know what I've got. I've got Reese's. I've got Kit Kat. Are you going to go see?
Yeah.
There's going to be Almond Joy or Mounds in there, and those are the worst.
No,
and if
no,
you get
yeah,
those,
they no, no, Almond Joy and Mounds are the worst candy bar ever created.
If I was trick or treating at a nursing home, that'd be fine. But it's
next to here's a sleeve of Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah,
worst candy ever.
You can't eat one without later going, I had this cucking that in my teeth.
If you could only have one candy bar for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Do Reese's count as a candy bar?
Peanut
yes.
butter cups?
Yes.
Oh yeah, baby.
Yes, that counts as candy.
Snickers or Reese's?
Dark chocolate Milky Way.
No kidding.
Off top of my head, yes.
Oh, okay.
Why are you? Well, there's not going to be any left for
there's
him to
Almond
hand.
Joy. There's Almond Joy. I told you there is right in there.
York
peppermint. York patties. Peppermint
patties. If a kid gets an Almond Joy.
If I give a kid
throwing them out on your lawn
and the Almond Joy, and they're probably coming back to soap the windows. Nobody
Reese's
like
Pieces.
Heath bar.
Don't hand them out.
We want to get a different one.
Jessica. They're Almond Joy.
You're going to need to pull another Reese Pieces. Yeah, there's like six Reese Pieces.
Yeah, that's
this
bullshit,
is kind
right?
of lame. But, of course, they overpack it. Look how big the package is.
I know.
There's like seven in it.
Some settling may occur.
Of course, the worst of all of these are Whoppers.
No, God, you're so wrong.
Okay, Whoppers do. Every now and then I do get a hankering for a Whopper.
No.
White Kit Kat is the worst.
What? I didn't know that existed. I didn't know white chocolate peanut butter cups existed.
No, they have. Reese's has put out a white.
Can't open it.
It's an orange.
It won't open.
Reese's has an orange pumpkin, and it's peanut butter inside, and white chocolate has been colored orange, and it looks like a real pumpkin.
No, I'm serious. I can't open this.
God, you need a pair of scissors? What do you need?
There's no notch. Oh, wait. There's the notch. The
once
notch
you get
was, the notch was barely
they're
there.
They're sneaky. Sneaky milk with duds. The notch every now and then.
Oh, I like Milk Duds, but they're terrible for your teeth.
I don't like Milk Duds.
And Jess is on a mission right now.
She is all about finding out what.
How do you see all the different candies?
Is that the.
Here? So, yeah, there was an overlap of different ones, but essentially, there's three That's different it. Kinds of Reese's.
Okay, that sounds good.
Whoa, three. Oh, the
What's
what?
That one? This is like a cup, like a miniature cup. This is a full size.
Oh, a miniature cup.
Full size single cup. Where are you guys on Heath bars?
I love
That's a little baby
love
Heath.
Heath bar.
Love them in a
That's
blizzard.
That's my favorite blizzard.
I love all of these. I love this one.
How many?
Which one do you want?
I bet, Jeff, you think you could get all those in your mouth at one time?
All those candy bars?
All those candy bars.
Oh, yeah. You want to try it?
And the box of Milk Duds.
You want to try it?
Are you going
to... Wait. Out of the package?
No, right here laying on the counter right now. Whatever's there, put all of those in your mouth and then start chewing.
I can unwrap them, right?
Huh? No. Of course. Now, yes, you can unwrap them.
All right.
I bet you can.
Got a Reese's Mini. Oh, this is a lot.
You shot your mouth off, didn't you? Here, I'll help you unwrap.
Help me unwrap these.
There's a sector. Oh, these are tiny.
I refuse to put the Whoppers in my mouth.
Where are you on full size stuff?
bigger
as far
the better.
As handing them out.
Yeah, talking about
yeah.
candy.
Yeah,
that seems like you're showing off. if you're but talking the full candy. Size.
No, I think it's a matter of hold on.
All right.
Plus, you know how much candy does a kid need a full size? Almond after Joy going even, all over the
Almond
neighborhood.
Joy.
I think that
Almond Joy smells like crap.
Like I can, if there were a bunch of kids coming through my neighborhood.
It's an almond, Jeff.
Gross.
And I had to buy $100 worth of candy.
Right.
And then say, like, because, you know, there's kind of a ebb and a flow. Like, there's like, bigger groups of kids. As
you want to give the kids you like a little bigger candy bar.
Oh, yeah. With the people that live in our cul-de-sac get, like, little
right.
bags.
Right. You recognize
but,
them.
Yeah. But there's also the
where are you on out-of-neighborhood trick-or-treaters?
I don't
care.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You won't grab them by the scruff of the neck and go look. You don't.
No, you don't always know though either.
You don't always know, but there's an article that I read recently talking about, like, hey, you know what? If a kid shows up in a hoodie and he looks a little bit bigger than the rest of the kids and all of that,
right.
Like kids also they have these times in their lives where they realize, wow, time is passing really fast.
They really do.
And they might think, you know, they didn't buy a Halloween costume this year. And then they see all of their friends go out, and then they throw on a hoodie and they go. Or they're like my son Max, who looks like he's 15 or 16 years old, but he's not. And, you know, this is probably his last year to trick-or-treat.
He looks every bit 17 years old.
Yeah, he does look. He looks giant.
I saw him Friday, and I hadn't seen him.
Oh, yeah, you guys hadn't seen him in a while. And Jeff was even like, he looks giant. Months.
I didn't think it was him at first. I thought it was a different person.
Okay, how many do we – what do we got here?
We got
– let's get the wrappers out of the way here.
Yeah, that's clouding out. My vision.
Yes.
We got too many Kit
Kats. Looks
like
Chick's workstation.
An Almond Joy. Yeah. Three
that
Whoppers.
That is so true.
Some Milk Duds, a massive Reese's Cup.
It's not that big. Massive.
This is massive.
That's, small, that's smaller than they used to make them.
You know what? I am an expert on Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They have a new size, and that's the one – that massive one that you – it's not the regular size, and it's not the tiny size. There's an in-between size now that they're passing off as the fun size.
There's also a monster that's like three times as thick. Have you seen that?
Have you had the
Thick, like height?
Thick.
Yeah. Big. It's called the Big Cup.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
have you had the Big Cup? Look at me, how excited I am.
Redskins and Reese's. Like, that's Chick's love language.
The Big hey, baby, you want to come over and watch the Redskins while we eat some Reese's? The Big Cup with Reese's Pieces inside the Big Cup.
See?
They're delicious.
One of the many things that makes me crazy about you is how you...
do I start?
No, it's like he is exactly what the candy company loves.
Oh,
like, we're
going
to mix something together and it's going to be terrible.
I'll throw it at
but
you.
We're gonna, but they know that Chick is going to be the guy that buys it.
It's delicious.
Reese's Cups inside of a Reese's Cup.
No, Reese's Pieces inside of a peanut butter cup.
Whatever.
And you take a bite and you see the cross section of it, and it's so fun to see how many.
I enjoy a good Nestle Crunch. I like a Hershey's with almonds, and I don't. I mean, I like all of. I'll taste it, but if I'm gonna buy
one candy bar the rest of your life,
a whatchamacallit.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm. No. What's the? What would you eat?
Dude, where's my car?
We need to replace. Sweet. Jess ate a York peppermint patty, and Jeff doesn't
have
one. Oh, yeah,
you need the York peppermint patty.
I hate York peppermint patties.
You gotta find a peppermint patty, bro.
How do you not like a peppermint patty?
I don't like mint and chocolate. Keep them separate.
See?
What?
See?
Chocolate mint. That's the term.
He's the new Chick McGee of the 2000s.
I'm telling you.
All right. If he doesn't like it, he doesn't have to do it. I don't want to make him do it.
This is a lot.
We'll call it.
This is a lot.
Okay. All right.
You have it? Okay.
Don't send this to my dad.
Right. And can you?
Are you putting it in like you would put in like tobacco in your lip?
You got
a big hammer.
Everybody, all of them have to be in your mouth.
Okay, go.
All right, everybody get. Okay, what are the duds?
Whoppers.
The whoppers.
All right.
You know what? I'm gonna say you can start chewing to create more room if you'd like. If that make it a little easier.
You can't make the rules up as you go. We just invented this game.
What is that? White chocolate Kit Kat?
Uh huh.
Oh my gosh, Jeffy.
Jeff, are you okay?
We need a hair headache.
There's no way. You're going to choke.
You look like you
die.
Just had your wisdom teeth pulled.
You're going to choke and die.
How can you get...
Oh, my gosh. Here, start chewing. Can you start chewing? Start chewing.
Why are you just putting them in your mouth?
You're going to die. Keep
yes.
chewing. Keep chewing so you can keep them in your mouth.
Oh, I would get gagged. Look at him. He's
you haven't even got to the Reese cup yet.
Chick almost choked and died on a chip yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was almost.
Chick almost choked on a chip.
I was looking up to get you your damn coffee pot.
Looking up to God, yeah.
And I had a chip in my mouth, as I always do on Sunday. Uh-huh. And I, you know how you inhale one? It went right in my lung, man. Oh, it was awful.
I don't think it went in your lung.
It went in my lung. I tell you. It was horrible.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
He's drooling.
Oh, he's drooling. Oh, God. Okay, abort, abort, abort.
Oh, jeez.
Gross.
You're disgusting.
Oh, are we going to put this up on the website?
No.
No, we're not? Oh, Jesus God.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yell like that.
Do we need a paper towel or something?
I'm good.
I had the trash can there ready for him. And he's going to actually eat the Reese cup.
There. You need a moist towel.
Palate cleanser there.
Possibly.
Woo!
All right. Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show. Today is Halloween 2016. Oh my gosh.
Spooky.
Anybody creeped out?
Yeah.
I'm creeped out. What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you on Halloween?
On Halloween?
Think about that. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. A special appearance by Addie. She's hanging out.
I don't remember anything too crazy. I guess you have to look at it as, hey, was I a victim of something? And all I remember when I was a kid, we moved into the house when I was about 5 or 6, and my mom will still talk of this. Mm-hmm. She was upset. They soaped the screens the day we moved in.
Was that a message to get out of our neighborhood?
I don't know.
Screens?
I never heard of soaping the screens.
Yeah, people would soap. Yeah.
You just take dry soap and do it, but then when you wash it off, there's suds everywhere.
I don't know why
you
do it.
I don't either.
I think they maybe write stuff in it.
You know, I was probably in my mid-30s when I realized that putting a flaming bag of shit on somebody's on somebody's front door and knocking the door and knocking on the door and running away was, I thought...
You thought it was Ding Dong Ditch.
And I thought, well, it's just on fire and they're going to freak out. And that was the end of the joke. But it's beautiful because as soon as you try to stomp it out, you get shit on your shoes.
Don't stomp it out with your boots, Ted.
I didn't realize
that it's a two-part prank.
It's a two-part prank. I had no idea. I thought, okay, well, it's poop and it's on fire on your front porch. That's enough. Everybody's going to try to stomp it out and get
I wonder who came up with that.
Shit on
genius.
I say it's the most intelligent prank of all the pranks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to go with intelligent.
Well, it's better than toilet. You ever TP a house?
No.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. What the hell's that? Is that a chainsaw?
I think that's Larry outside.
You never did any pranks?
You
never went with somebody in a group of kids in a big car to go toilet paper a house?
No.
Yes. Or throw eggs at somebody's house?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm. Just didn't.
What about you, Fibber?
My dad put the fear of God in me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was very, very, very scared to do anything like that. I mean, the worst, like, I don't know. I think I, like, smoke cigars, probably.
Atta girl.
Like, I would sneak things like that, but I was usually with, like, my best friend or by myself. Like, we didn't do pranks.
I toilet papered houses. I threw eggs. I did the whole thing, man.
I think I grew up in an era that some of the pranks don't. I don't think they're a regional thing, and even then, I don't think they're a thing anymore. Corning cars.
Corning.
Hold it. Hang on a second. What's that?
Or house. You can corn a house as well.
You can corn a house or you can corn a car.
With rotten corn?
No. You just go to, you know, corn that hasn't been harvested yet.
Yeah. Out in the field?
Grab some and you put it in a sock and you take it off. And then you have this big, a normal sock will just get massive with the weight of corn. You take that around, put your hand, just throw handfuls of it. At houses.
Oh, yeah. So, and if you're you would probably duck.
Crap out of you.
Really?
I heard it grows in the gutters.
Mm-hmm.
On a house, if you corn a house.
And then you make cornbread the following spring.
Yes.
I'm not I'm not a big prank guy. I mean, I don't like practical jokes, and I don't
I remember a prank pulled on me when I was driving home from college. I was coming up a, you know, like a back street or a back road, county road, and I kind of like I was like, did I just see somebody run across the road? And the closer I got, and then they pull like what appears to be like a rope or something. Like
oh, right.
I don't know what this is, and I don't know what the point of it is.
So there's one guy on one side of the road, one guy on the other side of the road.
And they pull it, and so you see the rope like come up like this, and I immediately like slammed on the brakes. I didn't know if I was going to hit something or what was going to happen.
Oh, so they actually had a rope between them.
They had a rope between them. I mean, I'm sure.
Well, and you're driving a car?
I was driving my dad's Suburban. Yeah, and so I like
that
I
blue
don't
Suburban?
No, the white. Oh. We had a white one. Oh, a newer one.
So what's
one.
That going to do?
I don't know. So I slammed on the brakes in fear that it was something else. I don't know what it was.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw him take off, and I just went through the cornfield, and I was like, all right, shitheads. And I followed him.
Terrified.
And yeah, it was. Yeah, I was.
You are.
I was so. And I had the windows down. I was cursing out the window like the biggest jerk.
You are surprisingly.
I will find you.
Yeah. Ooh, that was scary.
You are surprisingly confrontational. You're like, never know when it's going to happen.
No, no. You do know when it's going to happen. When you cross the line.
When you cross the line. When you scare me to the point that I was like, I could have ripped your arms off, you stupid, stupid kids.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, that's
I really don't. Somebody's going to have to explain that joke to me. Maybe they didn't follow through.
No, I've heard it that two guys stand on the other side and they don't. They act like they're holding a rope. And
no, these idiots really had a rope.
Yeah, but they had a rope.
Yeah, but if a car goes through it, one of two things is going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just going to, they're not going to be able to hold it. Or if they have it around trees or something and they pulled it up.
I guess.
The car is going to car versus rope, car wins.
Yeah.
You're going to F up a car. Tear a rearview mirror off or something, don't you think?
Depends on where it hits.
Yeah, because it would have maybe hit the bumper where they had it pulled. Oh. Yeah, but I was so angry.
What about you, Vibs? You ever pull a prank? You did. Come on, you and the cross country guys.
I mean,
no, he did. He told a story.
There was the time where we went to the police station because we got caught TPing, and then there was a guy that pulled a gun on us whenever we were TPing.
And he shot it in the air, right?
No, he didn't shoot it. He said, get back here. I'm going to shoot you.
Oh, God.
That's what he said?
Yeah. Okay, here I come.
Okay, yep, yeah. I'll stop now. I kept running.
And you just corned house.
Nope, okay, sorry.
What was that last part?
Did she get hit in the head with a sledgehammer?
It's a jet plane taking off.
You know what we need? Write this down. Okay. Is a splitter for that, so we can all have our phones hooked up and we can play stuff for each other.
Yeah, we just annoy each other.
That'd be great. Listeners would love it.
Through the headphones, get on everybody's nerves.
None of us talk to each other. We just play sounds for each other.
And the listener has to guess who's playing which sound. How about that? Welcome to the Chick McGee Show on Halloween, brought to you by TrueCar. You know, there's something about TrueCar a lot of people don't know. Using TrueCar can also help you buy a used car. Uh-huh. In fact, there are over 500,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. And if you're looking for a new or used car, you get upfront pricing information, empowers you to find discounts off the list price for used cars, and get a better buying experience through our TrueCar certified dealer network. I call it the TCDN. Just use the TrueCar website or the TrueCar app, and you can easily find the new or used car you want. And yes, as I'm telling you about TrueCar, everyone here is eating candy. With the TrueCar pricing curve, you'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. And now you know what a fair price is, so you can feel confident. You can get a guaranteed savings certificate from a TrueCar certified dealer. And TrueCar users save an average. This is an average of $3,279 off the MSRP. With over 11,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, it's simple. Just visit TrueCar.com and away you go. Or you can download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. That's TrueCar.com. This is the Chick McGee Show from Podcast One, and it's it's Halloween. I'm excited. I'm in my new house. I'm going to give out candy tonight. Should I wear the hockey mask when I open the door?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. I'm going to do that.
Because it's all good once you got candy. And I know you. You're going to like grab a handful.
I always do a handful. Yeah. I always do a handful. That's what I do.
No pick two?
Pick two. What about, where's your, what's your policy? Do you hand out candy at your house?
It varies, yeah. But, I mean, it's likely I will.
Are you kind of sad that one of your daughters is probably not trick-or-treating tonight?
Well, they are both dressing up.
Okay.
The oldest one, who's a sophomore,
mm-hmm.
is going to a bonfire party.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that sounds right.
So she's going to be hanging out, but she did put together a little costume yesterday. My youngest is, this is probably her last year, that's my guess. And but it's been this way for a couple of years. It's like, all right, well, be safe.
Yeah.
See you in an hour or two with the. Actually, I think they have to come back every so often to kind of unload,
right?
And then go back out, kind of thing. I'm guessing that will happen big time tonight.
Seventh graders. I still haven't gotten over the. I forget where we were, but Ellie drove me somewhere. I remember that, and I just can't.
Yeah.
I mean, she picked me up, and I'm driving, and she's driving a car.
Sure.
I still can't wrap my mind around it, but you know.
Yeah, but you
that's
know,
my
she just graduated from college.
She just graduated from college. That's not. That's
she
not
lived
a problem.
In the big city, you know, no big deal.
Oh, and I forget what we were talking about. Oh, we were talking about costumes, and I for many reasons I'd like to go back and be a dad again to my kids, mm-hmm. but I was always worried that they were, you know, bothering people and making too much noise and just to let them get up and dress themselves no matter what they wanted to wear, and we go out and run errands and stuff. I think that would be really cool, and I effed that part up in their childhood, so I mean they still speak to me. But
I wore a Spider-Man costume everywhere I went when I was like 7.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And Power Rangers Red Ranger's outfit.
The Red Ranger.
Yeah.
That was your favorite Ranger?
Oh yeah.
Did it start at Halloween?
Nope. It was the summer. Just,
but did you then go as that for Halloween?
No.
I knew. I was like, by then you probably switched, didn't you?
Yeah, I just
wait a minute. How old were you when you Spider-Man?
Probably 7. I just remember sitting on my front porch or my driveway eating popsicles in the summer.
In your Spider-Man outfit?
In my Spider-Man outfit, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I'd go mack on the neighborhood girls. Like, hey.
What's up?
Whoa. You go mack on the neighborhood
girls? You know, hit on them.
Hit on them.
Go mack.
You know.
I'm hip. What?
Yeah, you are. You're so hip.
Seventh grade, though, you're macking on girls. Seven years old. You're macking on girls.
You're born with it. It doesn't just happen. say a kid in a cowboy, Dallas Cowboys uniform comes up to your front porch. What do you do?
Man, that's a tough one.
Give him the York peppermint patties? Is that?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, here you go,
here's some
buddy.
Whoppers, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, the all still good.
You like Whoppers, though.
I like everything. My family does have this weird thing with Whoppers. Like, that's
They do.
They do. Like, all of us like Whoppers for some reason. And, like, around the holidays, there's a great big, like, the carton. They, like, come in milk carton.
Yeah, like a milk carton. Yeah, like a half
I like them better in the carton.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're fresh.
They do have a distinct. They have a distinct.
They do.
You open it up.
It's,
you know what?
It's malt. We like that. We like the malt flavor.
I love getting one of my favorite little treats is a cherry malt.
Ooh, really? I've never had cherry.
Yeah.
Give me some Whoppers.
You know they are.
Give me some
and you can tell if you get a good Reese's peanut butter cup too. Some of those.
Some when of them taste dusty
when they're fresh. No, she's exactly right.
Yeah.
You'll pick up a peanut butter cup and go, "Oh my gosh, this isn't so dry. It's ridiculous."
Mm-hmm.
But boy, you get those moist ones. Oh, sweet baby Jesus. And I've just found the glory of a frozen Kit Kat. I hadn't tried that.
You stick
ever.
Everything in the freezer, eh?
My rule is if you eat it,
I know,
room temperature, I freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you eat it, if you're supposed to eat it frozen, I melt it. Like I melt my ice cream. I throw my ice cream in the microwave right away.
How long? How long you put it in there for?
Well, he has
Max doing this dumb shit.
Like, is it a soupy? Is it soupy?
Yes, it's almost soupy.
I say they're adorable mannerisms is what I call them, not dumb shit.
Really?
But you know when you get home with a big gallon of ice cream and it's frozen rock solid,
you
throw it in the, that's a minute. You throw it in the microwave for a minute.
A minute?
A minute.
My dad does that,
oh,
but he does it for like 10 seconds.
You having a Whopper?
Yeah, sorry.
Here, I want one now. How many you get in a package?
Three.
No.
Seriously?
Too many.
See, what I've been doing lately is the Kit Kat dipping it in peanut butter.
This is insane, and I haven't tried it yet.
Nothing else works. Not even a Hershey bar, like the plain Hershey bar.
Still
works
not as good.
Works as good in peanut butter as the Kit Kat in the peanut butter.
No kidding.
It's unreal.
Really?
Yeah.
Kit Kat's a perfect delivery system.
And it's a delivery system.
I do.
The taste is good, too.
See, I guess I don't do like that, because I'll do a spoonful of almond butter, always crunchy, with some dark chocolate chips on top.
Oh, that sounds good.
And like kind of like a sucker, like a popsicle. You take your time. It's just.
That sounds like it'd be good frozen, like an ice cream type thing.
Oh, that's probably true.
But it'd be too much effort.
I love pretzels in my ice cream. I crunch
up pretzels.
Good call.
Yeah. That's a good call. That's a whatchamacallit affection, though.
You think so? Oh, yeah. No, Take Five is what has the pretzel in it now. I Once really like those.
I get whatchamacallits and Take Five.
The crisp, the crunch, the crispy crunch with there's caramel, and then it's all dipped in chocolate.
Do you like a good turtle?
It has to be a good turtle. We're not talking entry-level turtles here.
Right. South Bend Chocolate Company turtle?
Yes, Godiva turtle,
off-brand
like that.
Turtles are the worst.
Have you been to the chocolate place on Mass Ave? Right near Mimi's.
Next door.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, that's right.
And they have a big window. You can watch them. And I just stand there and I'm like. Oh. And then sometimes they pull the curtain if you're weird. And you
really?
Yes.
I've had the curtain pulled on me 3 times this week.
They had last time I was there, they were like looking for part-time help. And I was like, oh my God, I would weigh 300 pounds.
I was really impressed how good and the quality and the presentation. I was like, I didn't know Henley chocolates could be this good.
There's another great chocolate place inside City Market.
Okay.
I like that one, too.
I don't know if I know good chocolate from bad chocolate.
Nope, you probably don't.
Nothing against Hershey's, but Hershey's is just blood chocolate.
It's,
you know,
it's
a Budweiser, it's a Miller, whatever. You know, and then you have these other better. You know, you guys are both having beers right now. Those aren't Hershey. You know,
I'm having a
Budweiser.
Victoria, and Jeff's doing a local fave.
Yeah, but I'm a simple man. I like simple stuff too.
Yeah, but still, it's a bump up from the basic stuff.
I'm a simple man. I like
You know what? I like a good ballpark beer. I like a straight Budweiser beer.
Yeah,
I like
it's
like
the fountain.
Oh yeah, draft. Always draft. Yeah.
Even at the ballpark, I'll have like an old style or
PBR
something like that or PBR. Yeah,
I like
Budweiser's are okay.
The bar we were at the other day didn't have PBR.
No,
I know.
They have a weird selection of beers.
And those hot dogs at the ballpark, I don't know what they are, but you can't buy them in any store. You can't have them. They're not that good when you have them at home.
Ever since I heard J.A. talking about hot dogs this morning, I've just kind of been thinking about it. He was talking about he has hot dogs every Halloween.
That's his.
And chili and Fritos, that's like a walking taco.
Yeah,
almost.
That's what it is. Yeah. But that's his.
That's his go-to Halloween meal.
Is hot dogs.
Who?
Hot dogs, chili, and Fritos.
Josh
Arnold.
We're calling J.A.
I caught it, but I didn't. I just went with it. I thought it was.
I think it's something that I started doing when I was buzzed on Saturday night.
I like it.
I think that's what happened.
How was I didn't make it. How was your guys' costumes?
It was a banger.
It was good. I thought it was good.
Okay, you ready? Now you guys know exactly how insane this story is going to sound. But I'm the first one to get. At Alibi's.
That's not insane.
No.
And
that's not the crazy part of the story.
So I'm saying hi to everybody and I'm meeting everybody. And
the insane part was that I was there second and I was 5 minutes early.
She comes in the door and looks at me and she big smile on her face. And I.
Like a good, like a 1/1000.
Yeah.
Almost two. And he goes, oh! Like he didn't recognize me.
I'm going, really? Because she was dressed like.
What is that?
It was a male scream.
Sorry. Yes, it was kind of like that.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sorry.
And then, that was funny. So then, I gave her, and I feel bad about this, and I'm trying not to do it, but I gave her the, oh, it's a female listener, I need to say hi to her.
He did.
It was the most generic, oh, hey, how are you doing? I had no idea who it was. I did not recognize her. She was dressed like Lydia Deetz. From Beetlejuice, and I think you should put. Did you not put a picture up of that?
I did, but then I took it down because my skin looked bad. But I think Caitlin got
some pictures.
Caitlin got a really good picture.
So what would happen if we looked at it?
If you looked at what?
The picture of you.
You can look at it. I don't care.
What do you mean? Like turn to
shut up.
Turn to stone or something. No, and she still has the phone case, actually. She's still carrying the phone case. That made the whole outfit.
Yeah.
The book that Lydia carries around during Beetlejuice.
And her little camera.
And she had the little camera. It was...
But I'm with Chick. I didn't recognize Jessup. It took me a second.
No, right? What? Yeah, I don't know what it was. You had your hair different and...
I do. It was Halloween. It was a costume party, gentlemen. That's what it was.
Okay.
I'll show Jason. I have some pictures.
Who do you think had the best costume? I thought Caitlin was good.
Yeah.
The villain in Little Mermaid. What's her name?
Ursula.
Oh, she did Ursula. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. I really like.
That sounds scary.
I really like JA's costume.
I did too.
I don't know what that is. I hate you.
I'm on it. I'd never seen the movie Creepshow, but
I walked right up to him and I said, "Please tell me you're Stephen King from Creepshow." And he goes, "Yes." I was the first one to get it.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh yeah. Jordy, somebody. The meteor crashes to Earth.
Jordy Verrill?
Verrill, I think. Meteor crashes to Earth, and he touches the meteor, and all this green weed start growing on him. It finally engulfs him, and he...
I think my friend Chrissy took a picture
really
of gross. Us together.
He takes his own life.
Spoiler alert.
Happy Halloween. That was a fun night. And our buddy Laura Steele came by. She was dressed like a devil. She had devil horns on. We had a fun evening.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing?
What are you, just screaming?
Is that
just
girls at a John Mayer concert? Screaming?
No, it's you at a John Mayer concert.
Hey, let me tell you something. I thought, didn't you guys think he looked like John Mayer?
I saw the pictures, but I'm only giving him a B+.
Why?
No guitar.
I know. Oh, I couldn't find an inflatable guitar.
He plays guitar.
And
Jess is showing me.
And
yes, I did see that. That's great.
If we'd planned earlier.
I don't know what's wrong. Why couldn't you publish that?
Beautiful.
Anyway.
No, we had.
I wore my makeup a little bit like that today. I wore.
Yeah, the lips.
Yeah. The smoky eyes. That smoky eyes.
Yeah, those lips.
No, I did a little bit more eye makeup because everybody goes, you should really wear your makeup like that all the time.
Everybody said that?
Everybody said
I disagree because I didn't recognize you.
Oh, well, maybe that's why you liked it.
I guess, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
What did J.A. say about your costume?
He appreciates a good costume.
It was dead on, right?
Yeah, and I was pretty close.
Did he try to touch you?
No. Is he a toucher?
He's a toucher.
He's handsy.
He's handsy. He's real handsy. Well, I can't tell you most of what he told me. I'll tell you off the air.
About what?
Went to a party after our party.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Did he hook it up?
He got some digits.
Oh, good for him.
I really like that makeup you have on. That's supposed to be breathing. It doesn't sound like breathing. No, this app sucks.
No, you probably
do we have the same app? What's your app
you
look
probably
like,
could
Jeff?
Have just
Jeff,
breathed into the...
Okay, good. We got it.
Yeah, how about this? I really like that makeup. Oh, I almost choked.
No. That honestly, that heavy What's breathing happening? Was us yesterday after we had all those hamburgers and pork patties.
Oh.
What did you guys do?
Have you
Party.
Had...
What did you do?
Have you had the... I told Jason, I can't get over these pork patties that they have now.
Okay.
Indiana pork patties. They're like bratwurst, only they're shaped like hamburgers.
Yes.
I've never seen them before until like a month ago.
Homecoming, New Pal High School.
I can't get enough of them.
Every year, every season, pork patties. That's what they do. They sell pork patties. They put them all. They have these giant grills. And you get
pork patty.
Pork burgers on homecoming. That's why I still go to homecoming.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, go Dragons.
You say this?
I love pork burgers.
You say, fuck shit, pork patties. Fuck shit.
No, but I did eat three this year.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
With extra mustard. Well, man, and next year I'm going to smuggle in some onions because that would
be... Like about this big?
Do you do ketchup?
No ketchup.
Okay.
No. Heavy like mustard, onions.
Like a standard hamburger size.
Yeah,
right?
It's a standard hamburger.
So three with buns?
Three with buns.
Not a triple.
I should have just tripled.
Three.
Yeah, you should have just tripled.
I should have just tripled. I like a pork burger.
Stack them for me.
Stack them up.
Stack them up.
Line them up.
And then the size
up, stack
of
them
a
up,
burger.
Stack them up, stack them. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, the dragon rib. In the cafeteria, in our school system, it's called the dragon rib.
It's basically a McRib.
It's a McRib.
That's a rare meat. Dragon's a rare meat.
How much would you? I bet dragon is delicious if you can get it.
Yeah. The dragon rib.
Yeah, think how big that tenderloin's going to
change your life. I remember when Max came home from school and was like,
"It'd be like the Bronto burger."
Yeah.
They have dragon ribs. He was like, "They're so good," and I was like, "So I would go and I'd have lunch with him only on dragon rib day."
Is it like McDonald's McRib?
It is. It's like that.
For limited time?
You know what? But it's been a long time. I don't know if the dragon rib is still around. Thanks, Obama.
They're
Michelle Obama.
Thanks, Obama. They're extinct.
You know it's his fault.
Okay, question.
Yep.
Can you go to have lunch with your kid at high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you never want to speak to them.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Mom.
No, I'm sure you could. Yeah. Okay. No, that was like when I, before I had kids and I was a substitute, that was like my favorite, like going back and getting school lunch.
Okay. I would like to go and have one school just to, yeah, there's something about that process.
Well, there's, and then at the Holy Spirit Festival, they sell school pizza during the festival. So you get the rectangular one. Rectangle. Yeah, it's the bomb.
Can you imagine how many of those, whoever made those, mm-hmm. I wish they have the number. We have made.
We had rectangular pizzas in Ohio. Yeah. Same thing in Ohio.
That's nuts.
It's probably all across the country.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What do you have? Do you ever have chili?
And then a peanut butter sandwich. Chili, peanut butter sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Is that the way it was served? That's the way it's served?
I don't remember.
I come from a long line of lunch ladies. I don't want to brag or anything. So I eat a lot of school lunches at home. Yeah.
Is that right?
Aunts, grandmas. Yeah. Yeah, like multiple lower lunch ladies.
Well, the one thing, we're kind of burying the lead as far as Saturday night's party goes, but do you know who actually showed up? She was dressed like a nun. And she pretty much, she stole the entire show. J.A. was talking about her this morning off the air about how much he enjoyed her and thought she was really funny because in typical fashion, she didn't know she was being funny when she was being funny.
Right. Yeah.
But she, I don't know that because we talked
about. It's my
about,
mom.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Her mom showed up, did a guest appearance. Actually, all the. All the females were there. Yeah.
My sister, all of us, me and my sister.
You, two sisters, and
actually, let me see if I have
Mama,
a picture.
Mama, you had a picture.
My one sister came as somebody from Walking Dead.
Daryl.
Oh, that's right.
And then got into an argument with some of libertarians about Walking Dead.
But those libertarians, I think, were. That's their entertainment is having an
argument. It's just being. And then Jordan, my sister Jordan, who's pregnant, and her husband came as Forrest Gump and Jenny.
Oh,
Jenny.
Yeah. That's great.
So, peas and carrots.
Just like peas and carrots.
And Dylan is her husband, and he did sell the whole Forrest Gump.
He looked good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He nailed the the Forrest Gump. Had the Bubba Gump.
Did you look on, what are you looking at? What are you looking? Are you looking for something?
No, I'm writing the log here.
Some of Jess's friends. One was a chicken.
One was a chicken.
And then there's another one. I go, oh, you're a farmhand. And Rosie the Riveter.
She was. Yeah, that's what she probably did say those words. Yeah.
Was Mary Rosie? That didn't.
She was, but everybody thought that she was the farmer to my friend that was the chicken. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't recognize the chicken friend. I don't think I'd ever seen her before.
Her name's Jessica. She's one of my dearest friends growing up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know which one it is then. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Was there
what was the other friend dressed as? Some sort of skeleton? What was that?
Yeah, she was a scary skeleton.
Yeah.
A what?
Scary skeleton.
Oh, scary skeleton. Okay.
Not just a skeleton, a scary skeleton.
A scary skeleton. Yeah. Skeleton.
Did anyone attempt to do kind of a sexy costume of sorts?
Oh, no. Caitlin and I were full sex until about 3 days before the party, and we were like, nope.
Yeah.
Caitlin made a very good point because both of us had like garter belts and bustiers and the whole thing, and she was like, Jess. And somehow she has a way of saying things like where it's, but she was like, Jess, we're too thick to be sexy. Like, or we if a skinny girl wears a garter belt, you're like, oh, that's cute.
No.
But we're thick. And so we put a garter belt on all this goodness. It's going to look sexy. And people are just going to like be all over you. And we can't have that.
You got to play it down.
We do. We have to play it down. And so we went, you
never made it out of the parking lot.
I know, right? Without being
alibis as a family establishment.
Somebody had gotten all handsy.
There was someone at Alibis, some family that was like, can you guys parade the costume?
I was just going to say that. Oh. No.
Really?
Zach, our server, and Jamie, our other server, they both came over and go, look, the customers over there on the other side, can you guys go walk by them? They want to see all your costumes.
Really?
Yeah. If I were there, I would say, yeah.
Well, I went over and showed them the Jason thing.
Oh, my gosh.
But
there is a waitress at Alibis, and she's roughly 70 years old.
Mm-hmm. And she has been there.
Forever.
Since I got to town.
She comes to Chick. She has a shot of Fireball.
Yep.
And she was like, Chick? He's like, yeah.
And I know her from way back.
And her voice does not fluctuate. Like, no. It's the same.
Yep.
Here you go. Redskins suck. And he was like, what? She goes, from the table over there. And the people just waving.
And they're waving and laughing. I mean, that's not the first time that's happened to me, but that was really funny.
I'd take that for a free shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a little fireball and everything. So, all right, we're going to come back with part two of our Halloween extravaganza here on the Chick McGee Show from Podcast One. Can anyone name this tune?
Monster Mash.
No, not even close.
No, this is the background for Trouble for Deaf Lover Only Got One Arm. The Deaf Lover Only Got One Arm.
Oh, I thought it was the song for Bosom Buddies.
This guy loves them, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Allman Brothers.
Well, is it Atlanta Rhythm? Well, they're both the same thing, I guess. I think the people from Classics 4, a couple of those guys formed the Atlanta Rhythm section. And they made this hit song called Spooky.
That's what this is called?
Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
I don't like that.
That's a classic.
I think we're all capable of being spooky from time to time. Welcome back to part two of the Chick McGee Show here on Podcast One.
On what, Chick?
Podcast One.
When you guys scare somebody, do you have a go-to scare? Like, I realized this morning I did this. Eddie.
Okay, jumping out and hitting something and making a loud noise
I
is
do,
not
do,
scary.
I do pan lids a lot. Oh, God, no, but this
man,
is,
it's funny, though.
It is funny when you see somebody scared.
I'm supposed to be hitting something. Okay. What I need app to are you review using? These sounds before I
What app are you using before we...
Scary Sounds app.
That sounded like...
It's chains.
That's what it sounds like, chains.
Oh, it is.
So, Addie had hiccups.
Mm-hmm. And how do you get rid of the hiccups?
You scare them.
Right.
But my go-to is... I just go... Hamana, and
does it work?
Yeah, sometimes, but they always laugh. They're like, "Mom, why do you do that? Like, why is that the noise you make?"
Hamana,
hamana, hamana, hamana, hamana.
It's kind of spooky. Okay.
Or I do a hard, I have a hard, loud woo that I used to do all the time.
Woo!
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, not that. That is terrifying.
What the hell is that?
That's what it's supposed to be.
It's a wombat.
You haven't lived until it's
real.
I don't know.
Till that scream's real.
9:30, 10 o'clock at night. You're really tired. You're watching something quiet on TV, and all of a sudden you hear a little bit. Yes, almost exactly
right
like
that. There.
Yeah, but my problem is I get scared.
But he doesn't have any outward expression
of
fear.
I get startled, but I don't have any outward expression.
Yeah, he'll just like,
goes,
you scared me.
Yeah, I just go,
it's so unsatisfying.
Scared me to death. Yeah, yeah, it really is. It really does scare me, though.
Do we want to have Jason play sounds and we try to tell a story off it? Is that?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Once, a long time ago, there was a very large man and a very tiny man. And the very large man got hungry and ate the very tiny man. Happy Halloween. How about that? Next.
I was expecting more sounds.
What?
He was in the groove.
You know,
I couldn't.
That's all the sounds you get.
He was free-flowing.
Give one for Vibbert now.
I thought you were going to do.
This one's called Jumpy Tone.
No, don't do that. Don't tell him that. Okay, go ahead. You blame Jumpy.
They were on the set of Michael Jackson Thriller. And things went awry. That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
That reminds me. Do you know, have we talked about this? Like the continuity issues in movies? That
the what?
Is continuity?
Sure. Oh, continuity.
Sure. Yeah.
The, where there's the one from My Three Dads. Not My Three Dads. That's, I mixed two
Oh,
things.
You mean the creepy continuity. Okay.
Yeah, ones.
Two men, three men and a baby.
Three men and a baby.
Like,
apparently someone had hung themselves and you can see it in the background of the movie.
Well, no, it was a dead little boy in the corner or some crazy.
Yeah, that's the one I told. Yeah, I brought that up.
But it is a cardboard cutout of someone. Yeah,
of something really silly, actually.
Yeah, it's like Tony Danza or something like that.
that is scary.
Tony Danza.
Here, play that song. Can you play that, the very large man? Once there was Tony Danza, and he was very hungry, and he started eating Mary Lou Henner, and Judd Hirsch walked in on them, and then Danny DeVito walked in,
This story's packed with stars.
Hello, and welcome to Nightmare Theater.
We are supposed to. I don't know when these things start. Or I don't know when they stop. Obviously, I know when
they
start.
I would love to. If anybody's listening, I would totally do it for little, if any, money. I would like to host like a Midnight Friday, Midnight Saturday movie on one of the.
I think it would be very cool if you did it on the radio, like back, like old school. That did you, or did you mean television?
I meant television. Yeah. You know, host a movie.
No, but how much more fun would it be if it was on the radio when it was a scary movie?
And oh, you mean
to
like
to it like that?
Have everybody like read a play on?
Oh, maybe
on radio,
like Prairie Home Companion,
or like
War of the Worlds.
You know what would be fun? Maybe
what
we would sync up. We would tell them people what movie we were going to do.
Uh-huh.
And tell them.
Oh, we'd watch it live.
Put it up for the podcast, and then we would go 3, 2, 1, start the movie, and then we could comment on it on the movie for them, and then they could play our audio as they're watching the movie.
Okay, what movie would we do?
Roadhouse. Right away jumps into mind.
I didn't want to.
We'll do it. We've been talking about doing a side podcast, the three of us, anyway.
Oh, I know, because somebody's butt hurt.
Jeff. No, we are doing a podcast. I thought we were starting the first sports podcast tomorrow.
What?
Jeff is upset because Caitlin is...
Upset's a strong one.
That's not true. Oh,
I didn't think about that.
That's what Caitlin says.
Looks better on camera than Jeff? I mean, come on. And now.
Oh, I know. And she chose me. Yeah, she chose me.
We'll talk about this off. This has nothing to do with Caitlin. It was an idea because the big show wasn't giving me anything to do.
No, I do know I'm joking.
Okay.
No, I did. I had
no, Jess. No, this is what's...
No, I know. Then you do need a creative outlet, and you have a lot to offer. And
until then, I'll just drink beer in my chair here.
Is there an idea there somewhere? I think there is.
No, I like that idea.
Where we'd go 3, 2, 1.
And if I don't like an idea, I'm not going to say I like it.
3, 2, 1, start the movie. And
maybe this is one of those movie? Fun things where it's boys only. Ooh, doesn't that sound fun for you guys?
We need to give him an...
Didn't know what I just said?
We need to give him
I thought that was the sports thing.
Well, I was alluding to that.
We need to give him a heads up.
A what?
And it needs to be like a Netflix
No,
thing.
They could... You know what I mean? They could download the podcast and play it whenever they want. We would just tell them... Start the movie when we tell you to.
This
and
is
then...
a standalone podcast.
Right. Yeah.
Basic kind of Mystery Science Theater 3000
right.
kind of thing.
Okay. And I kind of sort of know Joel, so he won't sue us.
Well, fingers we just don't crossed. Call
Joel who?
Joel Hodgson. You remember Joel?
Oh, yeah, I do.
He charged you $40 for an autograph? You remember Joel.
Grandpa Doug was really appreciative of that. So it's
fine. He liked that, right? That
yeah,
was a
it was
fun
great.
Thing for
it was great. Yeah. Okay. But I was like, hi, you're just on my podcast? He was like, yeah. And that guy next to him was like, that'll be $40. Okay.
Not only that, but...
But you know what? If I could charge $40 for a headshot, I fucking would.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, Joel got on the Bob and Tom show and got a lot of Twitter followers and everything because I... Never mind.
No, okay, not because of you. That's a really...
I
insane thing to say.
I contacted
he has a
Joel.
Huge following.
Sure,
and to
he
assume
does.
That you contributed
man,
to it.
Man, there's nothing funnier than Mystery Science Theater 3000. A couple of those are just wonderful.
I disagree. Do you know how long I thought as
to
a
the
kid,
worm Moby?
How long I thought that Beaker just had a side job? That was just Beaker from the Muppets. Like I didn't.
Oh, his little head there.
Yep, had no
the
idea.
The bowling pin servo.
Yeah, thought. Yep.
Really?
Yep. Thought it was the same guy. Or at least they were brothers, cousins, maybe. I wasn't sure.
They could be.
I was little. I didn't know.
Robot roll call.
His name's John Hodgman?
Joel Hodgman. Joel Hodgman.
Could we watch Night of the Living Dead?
Which
one? The original?
That?
We could. You think we'd get scared? We'll watch it in the middle of the day. How's that?
Okay.
What about Pet Cemetery?
Oh, that's good.
What a great plot for a movie.
The old guy.
Peaches sure are coming in good this year.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, I don't know. It's what he sounds like.
Hey, that's the main accent too. That's pretty good.
You can't go burying pets up there, people up there. It's a pet cemetery.
My Aunt Susie has a pet cemetery.
What?
She has like a little herb garden in her backyard, and that's where she buries all her pets.
Is it
too.
An herb garden or is it a pet cemetery?
It doubles.
Or is it both?
It's both. She does. It's the same aunt that
names of my
cats group. After dead.
Can't go plotting herbs up there at the Pet Cemetery.
Yeah.
I think she doesn't just grow. I don't think she just grows herbs. I think she grows herb.
Like, you know, the stuff you smoke.
Like the good. Oh, maybe that's.
Is that the good? The dank?
No.
What is it? Crushing puss and huffing dank.
Huffing
dank. Is it really?
Yeah.
I heard that on a podcast over the weekend.
I don't even know what that is.
My buddy Greg Proop's podcast called The Smartest Man in the World. He said that. I forget what connection it was, but
is it
I laughed for 10
Proops?
Minutes. It's Proops.
Okay. It's Proops. Chick will be sure to work it into a conversation if you say it wrong.
Or Proops. When did that happen? Always remember the R, he says, in Greg Proops.
Can't wait to get some good candy tonight. That's going to be fun.
Oh, crap. I should have had a haunting
That's
noise
gonna be,
right there.
Are we still riffing on sound effects? You're up, Jeff.
Is this going to be as good as Jeff in his soft porn readings?
You know.
Oh, I think I got something.
We got.
They were sitting in the car. Let me touch your boot.
Yeah, you have to stop in the movie when the music stops.
Well, that's the thing. I think I need to turn the loop on.
Oh,
this.
Okay. Oh.
They were sitting in the car. Let me touch your boob, Jenny. No, Matt. No. What if it's just like over the shirt? That's okay.
And then a guy broke in and killed them for being whores.
Well, there you go. All right, Jess is up.
No, I don't want to play this game.
Why not?
No. No.
No, 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 no.
You know what? Did I tell you this? That I had someone tell me why I don't like scary things?
Jess didn't like scary things. No one ever knew
why.
Why
don't you like
scary
things?
I don't like scary things because...
Until...
The bees came.
One day,
I don't mean to make this serious, but they said, hey, it's my friend Kev said that, but it's very honest that there's when really scary things happen in your life on a regular basis, you don't really want to scare yourself.
Got it.
You don't want to be in that situation.
I hear you.
Exactly.
Really long.
That was a good scream.
That was a good one, though.
That was the best sound effect from that stupid app for the whole episode.
Do you remember reading?
They can't all be winners.
Do you remember reading scary stories in school?
Yes.
Oh.
With those scary pictures?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
I don't even think, I bet they don't even allow those in.
They changed the pictures.
They
changed the pictures.
Because it was so scary. Yeah.
They're going to make a movie off that book.
They think they did.
Scary stories.
No, they did make one.
Really?
Because there were different ones. And I remember you had to sign, you had to sign a waiting list for those in the library because people love those books so much.
I order you to kill her.
That's
creepy.
That was awesome.
What the hell is that?
Haunted drive-thru.
I have all kinds of stuff here, man.
I order French fries and
you to kill her.
You to kill her.
Uh-oh.
Those damn kids are playing baseball
again.
The
loop's on.
Sons of...
Have you ever...
Yes.
One of the greatest days of my cross-country career was we were running, and we ran under the old bridge, and there were about 1,000 old windows just under the bridge, and we just took rocks and bashed the shit out of those windows. Just shattered glass.
I don't think that's bad. I mean, it was...
Is that what they...
No, it was great. Just the sound. It was so fun.
What movie is that where they're throwing... that's 40-Year-Old Virgin, where they're throwing iridescent light or whatever. What kind of lights?
Cut it out. Whack.
Fluorescent lights.
Fluorescent lights.
No, they're,
use that sound.
They're sword fighting. They hit each other and they
the legs,
shatter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, someone just dumped all those windows there, so we just broke them. And it was so fun.
Gosh.
Time was running out.
I remember my brother broke a window at the baseball diamonds when he wasn't playing a game. Like, they were just goofing around and shattered somebody's custom van window.
They're dicking around.
Oh, really?
That wasn't expensive.
Damn kid, fiddle fucking around. Do you ever hear that term?
Fiddle, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Jason?
Sounds like something my mom would say. My mom and you use the same, like, off the wall.
That's really disturbing.
The guy who wrote Devil Went Down to Georgia would fiddle fuck all the time. He got arrested for it.
What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
That's what my brain did when you said that.
But I get it. It was good. I like the tie.
What was your favorite? I can tell you mine.
Curse word?
Favorite Halloween costume as a kid.
As a kid, my favorite? That'd be hard.
Here's mine. It was a Bugs Bunny
costume. I'm only asking you this so I could talk about me.
It was a Bugs Bunny costume, and it was one of the few costumes that actually fit Chunkles when he was a kid. I was so excited it fit, but it only fit for like 10 minutes, I think. And there's a picture around.
Did it have the elastic string around,
and it had the.
Have you ever read Jerry Seinfeld's Halloween book?
No,
no, but he has. I remember a great Halloween bit he did years ago.
It's a great. We read it every year. It's a great book. My kids have had it for a long time, and he does. He talks about how it just sucks your will to live because it's like cutting off the circulation, and it's so tight and. But it doesn't matter. It's basically like you go through hell on Halloween, but then at the end of the night, the reward is all that candy.
And it messes with your vision. Buddy of mine, I remember it was me, my buddy Justin, another guy, Jason, and Justin. We were at this, just a front porch that's maybe 4x4, 5x5 stone, and it's, 4 or 5 steps up. And these people had their bushes cut level with the porch.
Yeah.
And my buddy Justin took a left turn thinking it was grass.
Oh, no.
Right down in
and
the bushes.
And just stepped in the bushes.
And my kids just showed me a video of a little puppy dog that kind of was bouncing around
thing,
and
yeah.
did the exact same thing. Oh. Yeah. But the mask messes up.
I am terrible. So close to getting another Australian Shepherd.
Please, for the sake of the people that work here, don't.
Why not?
Because you don't need another dog. There's little more Jones.
I know.
It's not necessary for another dog. Please don't get another dog.
I told Jeff we're standing in the kitchen and
when Addie comes, there's going to be a fourth dog.
Oh, that's right.
So
we don't need 5.
No.
We were standing.
5's a crowd.
In the kitchen the other day, and Monkey and Ruby and Nora were all in the kitchen, and I go, and this is why I don't have 3 dogs, because it got to the point where they were in the house long enough they weren't going crazy. They were just kind of.
I've never been here for that.
Chilling. And yes, you have.
No, I haven't. There were 4 dogs here the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
And the 2 dogs that lived here weren't allowed in the house because they're the craziest ones.
Would you say Mrs. Monkey has been better since she moved here?
Yes, she's calmer. Believe it or not.
I think she's a bit calmer.
Chick gives her Xanax.
No, I put Jameson's in her food
dish. Give her melatonin. Matt and Caitlin have a dog, and his name is Kobe, and he looks like the little dog off of like the Caesar's dog food.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
I'm talking about the little white dog.
Yeah.
No, I don't really know. I'm not familiar with dog food marketing.
I just remember that commercial when we were kids. But he.
Oh, it's from. Okay.
He's like a tank.
Yes.
Is it a bulldog or
no?
No, he's a little fuzzy. He's a little fuzzy guy.
I don't know
what
breed he is. Yeah, but he is thick. But go ahead.
He's like the Wizard of Oz dog, but white.
Oh, white. That's true.
Okay.
He's the Butch Woolfolk of dogs.
I bet Caitlin is
right over my head. Right over my head.
You doing Dennis Miller bits over there?
Oh,
it's like the Dennis
Miller way. Hey.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. And that's cute. Very easily the most well-behaved dog I've ever been around.
Well, he's 8 years old, too.
Oh, is that the excuse? Your dogs are young, still acting like assholes?
Mature.
But he went over and sat in front of the sliding door and just like was so regal and just people would talk and it was like he was following the conversation. He'd look and somebody else would say something and he'd look and he was just still the whole time. He's a very strong.
True. That is true.
That dog was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nora's
like a shark. We decided she just will keep wandering and sniffing the
ground. Nora never, she never stops moving.
She eventually got so tired yesterday that she just curled up in a ball on Josh's leg and just fell asleep.
Aww.
And then Josh moved his leg.
But she's like a toddler, though. I mean,
she's 10 months, 2 days ago. So yeah, she's just a little pup. She just doesn't like being outside when I'm in here. She's fine when she's in here.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be crazy for a second and then she.
She almost hangs herself on the mic cords, and then it's over.
If you had to live with me, wouldn't you want to hang yourself on a mic cord?
Well, she's seen a few attempts.
Aw.
Oh, it's time to welcome a new sponsor.
That's
are you
exciting.
Guys excited?
I'm excited.
Darn right you are.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Well, I'm thinking.
Can I guess?
Oh, that's a good thing. Yes, gas.
What do you need right now, Jess?
I need that I'm publicly sharing. I need I need new bed sheets.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you serious?
I said wow.
What?
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets.
That's it?
Think about it. These
that
sheets
so creepy.
Are hauntingly incredible. It's Boll & Branch sheets. Oh. B-O-L-L and Branch.
I'm going to look Boll it up right now as you're talking about it.
Everything Boll & Branch makes, from bedding to blankets, is made from pure 100% organic cotton.
Stop. Now you're just messing with me.
Honest to gosh, that means they're super soft. You buy directly from Boll & Branch, so you're essentially paying wholesale prices. Luxury sheets that could cost up to $1,000 in the store.
I'm not paying $1,000.
You know who did pay $1,000? Oprah. I bet Oprah paid $1,000. I will never forget Oprah told me one time, treat yourself. She told me. If you're going to be nice to yourself in any area of your life,
mm-hmm.
treat yourself to nice sheets and towels.
Towels, because you use them every day.
You use Absolutely. Them every day, and they touch Oprah's naked body. That's why you need Boll & Branch. And the sheets are only a couple $100. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them.
Guess what else? They have bath sheets, which I know you love.
I love. Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And there's a dog on the bath sheet icon.
There is. That's true.
You know, Boll & Branch has thousands of five-star reviews, and Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and Fast Company are all talking about Boll & Branch. Even three U.S. presidents sleep on Boll & Branch
what?
Sheets.
Really?
Yep. It's Millard Fillmore. No, I think they're more. Anyway, shipping is free, and you can try this. And if you don't love them after 30 nights, send them back for a full refund. But of course, you're not going to send them back. There's no risk and no reason to not give them a try. To get you started right now, of course, we've got a deal for you.
What is it?
$50 off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com. Use the promo code PODCAST1. Run that phrase all together, PODCAST1. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code PODCAST1. BollandBranch.com, promo code PODCAST1. Hi, it's the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One, our Halloween edition. I've never held a mini iPad before. That's very. I would like a phone that size.
I know you would.
I think I would. Yeah.
You had the Plus, right?
I got the Plus. I got the new Plus on the way. Did you know that?
Of course you do.
Sometime in December.
Of course you do.
What do you got over there? What kind of phone? You
I have your old phone from like 3 years ago. This is your phone.
Did you finally get into it?
Yeah.
Huh.
We did. You helped me.
Oh, did I?
Actually, Emma used it for a while, then we upgraded her. Everybody else in the family has a nice phone.
Everybody else around is
getting it. I just need a small phone.
You know what that is, Jeff?
Sacrifice.
That's giving back.
Yep. I might go back to the small phone.
I don't want any bigger than this.
No.
I have no need. Jeff, are you a 6?
I'm a 6.
But not
can't
the plus.
Can't you make calls from your iPad, though, and stuff?
Yeah.
You can, can't you?
You can FaceTime and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
As long as you're hooked up to Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Yep.
You have to. Well, yeah, I don't have a cellular one, but you can get a cellular,
yeah.
You know, for your Wi-Fi and stuff.
You can
like
also
that.
Watch ESPN DirecTV.
I'm glad we talked about the what Oprah told you, Jeff, personally. But
she's a great lady.
Sheets and towels. I'm all about two other things.
Right.
If the you're kitchen
gonna,
sink.
You're going to spoil yourself. You're going to sheets and towels and kitchen sink.
Kitchen sink and your shower head.
Oh,
shower head. I agree with
all
the
of those. You use every
now.
Day.
Now you're talking my language.
I have a shower head that has a filter in it that's specific for living in the country, I guess. But yeah.
What does that mean?
It's just
softens
it has
it?
You no, you put you change the filter in the shower head like every 3 months.
Because your water's a little harder mm-hmm. and harsher.
And, I mean we have the
softener
and all the stuff, but still.
Chick, what's the best part about this house?
The best part about this house is the soft water.
Yep.
You darn right it is.
But you put the softer stuff down there, right? Downstairs? You get the salt?
Oh, I put the salt in. Sure. Okay. I have the salt delivered by the salt guys deliver my salt.
How
you
often
know that?
Does your thing regenerate?
Every night, 2 a.m.
Every night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Mine does.
Well, actually,
you have
actually
a handful of people in your house.
Oh, that's probably
well,
true.
Listen to
you
this,
should probably
though.
Go every other.
Listen to this, though. Mine won't regenerate unless it needs to
regenerate.
Oh,
it's based
knows.
On flow.
It
so
knows.
It's, so it's not every night at 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so, but it's set up. It's set up. It could be.
Ant flow.
Hustle and flow.
Ant flow comes to your house and...
Ant flow comes to your house is what Vibbert's talking about.
If ant flow comes to your house, you got big problems.
Mm-hmm.
The painter's in town.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Do you have, you got any more scary music?
Oh, God, I thought you were talking
want?
To me.
Vibbert's going to, Vibbert's going to, Vibbert.
you got me.
You got any more?
Vibbert's going to riff. He's going to riff on a scary bit.
Let's just go this route. Let's just do this.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Vibbert and a scary story.
She peed on the stick, and it said positive.
And for the next 18 years, her life was not her own.
Is that a baby cry?
Oh, gosh, they're all on loop.
I think they're all on loop.
Oh,
oh
that's
Lord.
Scary.
That is terrifying.
That's pretty. I could get them all
18
going.
Years. How were you guys on flannel sheets?
In
the wintertime, absolutely.
In the winter.
I got one word.
They make
one
you
word
hot, though?
Seasonal.
They keep you warm.
Seasonal.
Yeah. Seasonal, absolutely.
Seasonal okay. flannel sheets.
Right. It's not flannel sheet season yet.
It's not?
It's close. No. Close.
What? Okay, we're another question. What do you what keep a, your a, house thermostat set at?
I can't trust that.
You can't?
Every house is different.
What?
No, I'm just asking you.
The number's different. Yeah.
What's
you know,
the number of your
getting,
house?
I'm
like
getting
71.
I'm getting new windows in the next couple weeks, and I'm really excited about that.
So it should change.
It will definitely change. But also, I keep the house cold. I would rather layer and not...
I love layering.
What are you doing over there, buddy?
Playing with a piece of paper. I love layering. I love wearing like 9
yes.
or 10 sweaters and a big scarf and
I'm a
pipe. I like to smoke a pipe that keeps me warm.
Three layers tops, and that third layer is like a little zip-up hoodie.
Yeah.
Really?
Jeff,
three layers, that's your maximum.
That's all I want to wear. I'm in the house.
I just got the winter clothes out of the attic today.
I just swapped my socks.
Yeah, I do. The sock swap's big.
Sock swap. Had a big sock swap.
Yeah.
All right, let's get these out of here.
Get a hold of my sock drawer. There's no doubt about it. My sock drawer and my underwear drawer are out of control.
Do you have too much?
I have too much.
No shit.
Yeah, I have too many.
What? You got excited and bought a bunch of socks?
Is there...
You know what? I'm not opposed to getting rid of socks on the regular. I go through all the drawers in my closet quarterly.
If we took the sport away...
If I didn't wear it, it's gone.
...of attacking chick on the podcast, what would we do?
Oh... Poor man.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. I mean it. I mean it.
He's
I mean
not
it.
Sorry
I mean it. Actually, we could probably all go into Chick sock drawer and score
What's
some
mean?
Pretty decent socks.
Hey.
No.
What?
I like socks.
I think his socks. Well, yours end up being like knee highs.
Mm-hmm.
I got one thing. Word for you on socks. Features.
Yep.
FeetuRes. Feature socks.
Really?
They're the best.
Can you get them on Amazon?
Yep. No, I'm sure you can. Zappos where I get them.
What's the story?
Well, they have three different thicknesses.
Mm-hmm.
There's light, medium, and heavy for winter, and they're great.
They're good for running.
The only problem is unless you feel the toe when you put them together, every now and then you'll get... A light in with a thick, and then
your day.
You wear them upside down, and you're uneven the rest of the day.
Start walking in circles.
Yeah, it's horrible. You're standing at a slant because one of your foot's thicker than the other.
Wool socks dry my feet out, so I have to coat my feet in coconut oil before I put wool socks on.
Uh huh.
That's normal.
No, that's
for them to dry out your feet. It's the same like when I knit in the winter that my fingers and my hands get real dry.
Does the wool soak up the moisture? Is that what's
absolutely,
happening?
Absolutely. So if you coat
it's wicking away the moisture.
So
which is what it's designed to do, but maybe it does a little too much on you.
It does too much. I can't have.
What'd you do again? Put coconut oil on it.
Coconut oil on my feet, and then put the socks on.
So if I get a big pimple on my face, I should put a big piece of wool on it, and it'll.
Dry it up.
Dry
or toothpaste.
Out. Toothpaste?
Mm-hmm. White toothpaste will dry a pimple out. I'm not pointing at the one that I see in your face right now.
Hi.
It is. There's only the five of us in here. The four of us and that pimple. Here, try this.
That that sounds kind of... No, that sounds like an old record.
Does this sound...
I do like an old record.
Time was 1942.
It's supposed to be scary.
Oh.
Did you guys listen? I remember my mom. We listened to
Turn
records.
Back.
I had all the time.
Turn back.
Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo is one I remember my dad had, among others, but it had the lyrics on it, so I remember the lyrics of that.
I listened to so many, and I don't. Rick I feel Derringer, like it was so many.
Come on, little pussy, gonna do it to you. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. Rock.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that's from?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a lyric.
Oh. What was it? Oh, Sesame Street used to release albums. And I would listen to the Sesame Street albums.
Street albums would drop.
They'd drop.
Yeah.
My favorite Sesame Street character is the Count. He counts stuff and it makes me laugh every time.
What?
How many are over there, Count? One, a two. I think that's the funny.
I'm with you. I love the Count.
Yeah, I do like the Count.
I had a really sad thing about
Count and Bert and Ernie
Sesame Street the other day.
What?
There was like a, they wrote in a character that was like an older brother and he was really hip. And then he, and they had him work at the store at Mr. Hooper's store. And then he just kind of disappeared. And it turns out that he was bipolar and he just like, he couldn't, it was sad. It was such
Wait,
a sad
the
story.
Puppet?
It wasn't a puppet. It was a real person.
Sesame Street has gotten hardcore.
Yeah.
Well, remember when Mr. Hooper died? They really did approach that on the show.
Yeah.
They absolutely did.
That was my nap alarm.
I was going to say, that wasn't me, was it?
No, sorry.
Is that Does that sound spooky, your nap alarm? What's it sound like?
No, it's...
Wait a minute.
It's like yoga.
Does that mean you have to go take a nap or you should get up from your nap?
I'm here. Nope.
She doesn't even like hearing that.
I do remember
Jason.
That movie. I don't care. But you know
I
what?
Know
you guys
what
did
was.
Just remind me, though, is that I need to stop at the store. We haven't had it, and we usually have it on Halloween.
Stew?
No. Okay. Do you want some stew, Jeffy?
Oh, I'd like some stew.
I love a good stew, a hearty stew.
Can you send me your chili recipe?
No.
Okay.
Make your own chili recipe.
Sorry, what do you have on Halloween? Chili?
No. You have, Count, is it? Yeah, Count Chocula. They only do it in the month of October. Mm. Cereal.
Count Chocula is only...
Yeah. So
Frankenberry?
Frankenberry is too.
Blueberry.
Really? It's only
in October.
Yeah, no, I don't believe those things.
I know, but
what about Quake and Quisp?
I don't know who that is.
Those cereals.
I don't know those.
Oh. Quake was a minor.
I used to get so pissed off at my mom because my mom would buy the cereal in a bag, and I'm like, what cheap shit is this? The Popeye was on the bag. It was the puffs, the rice puffs.
Oh, Popeye puffs.
Popeye puffs. What it had no sugar. There was nothing in those things, and we had to pour sugar on top of them.
Pour some sugar on me.
I remember my brother and I ate like a whole bag of them one day, and then my brother, we had to call Mr. Yuck. We had to call Poison Control because my brother climbed up on the counter, dumped out all the Flintstones vitamins, and ate all the grape ones.
My mom had to
call Mr. Yuck.
What would that do? Did we know what it would do? Did Mr. Yuck tell you what it would do?
No, I'm sure my mom threatened him like he was gonna something terrible was gonna happen. But
I'm gonna whoop your ass.
No, like something bad would have happened because of that. But I don't think you could. I mean, he was very healthy. I guess I don't know.
Flintstones vitamins were so good. I used to look forward to waking up.
There was no way there was vitamins in there.
No, but it had such a distinct flavor.
Yeah.
Like almost chalky at the end where you're like, I'm glad this is over.
In The Odd Couple. Yeah. The Odd Couple, when they think Felix is going to kill himself. They go, he took all the pills. You go, calm down. They could have been vitamins. He's maybe he's the healthiest one in the room.
Do they still make Flintstone vitamins?
They do, but they're not the same. They make, like, the big thing now is gummy vitamins.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And that makes me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a reason to wake up in the morning. So
we'll get you some Flintstone vitamins.
What about Folgers in your cup? Any of that? No?
He likes his
you
coffee.
You like a cup of coffee.
Oh, I love good.
Do you
cup
wake
of
up
coffee.
And get a cup of coffee every morning?
Yeah, I make it myself. I got my little brew. I have
at
my,
home?
My alarm set, and Nora, it scares the hell out of Nora every time because she thinks someone's in the house using the sink. Because it's just like
bark,
dripping.
Bark, 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 bark.
It's just
percolating.
Chick's getting on that bulletproof coffee.
I am. Mm-hmm. Now, what's in it?
Coffee.
And butter.
And ghee, which is clarified butter.
Like McGee?
GHEE, and MCT oil.
MCT oil.
I also ordered you a jug of apple cider vinegar to keep at the house.
So I can do shots, right?
Not really for you, but so that I can do them when I want.
But you only do them in the morning and the evenings, right?
Or if I've had a big meal, like after that double pork burger sandwich I had at the break.
You want to?
I could have some.
You're
I
craving
have a bit.
The apple cider vinegar?
You just need it. Helps.
How are you feeling right now after that pork burger? Double pork burger.
It looked really good. Yeah.
I ate 3/4 of it.
Yeah.
I had a quarter.
Pulled out one of the pads.
I heard you're only supposed to have half.
Oh.
That's what you said.
I know.
Oh,
but
here's half for me and half for...
I would like to say intentions. I shared with Addie, but she didn't need it. But I did get some of that good mustard. God, that's good mustard.
Mm-hmm. It is good mustard.
It is good mustard.
Yeah, evidently the 57 brand boys in Chicago also make a mustard.
Oh, it's so good.
Couldn't believe
78?
It.
78?
78? Oh, is it 78?
Yeah.
The 57...
Glad they're not a sponsor.
You just made me do it. The 57... Yeah, 78 mustard.
78 brand ketchup, 78 brand mustard.
I'm having a stroke.
I'm literally taking, me and some guys are going to a cabin this weekend. Just going to hang out,
wait a minute.
Watch
what
some
are the
football.
Odds? What are the odds
play
of this?
Some cards, and I'm taking my own ketchup.
How can you go to a cabin and watch football on TV?
He didn't say where
TV,
it was.
Baby.
Isn't it a remote cabin with bears and stuff?
They have this thing called the Dish. I think you're aware of it.
Where are you going?
Why are you being a snot right now?
No, I think Hillary. He's just butthurt because he's going to a cabin and there's no DirecTV.
There is a wood stove in this place and that's it.
That's a shame. Now, this could be their house. It's really nice.
Is it Patriots bye week?
Three levels.
That's the reason I'm going.
I hear you.
Are you serious? It's their bye week?
Yeah.
And whose idea was it to go on the trip?
My buddies.
And you said, when is it? Are they Patriots fan?
No. Okay. God, no.
Do the Cubs play tonight?
Tomorrow night. Tuesday, and then if they win that, hopefully Wednesday.
And then it's over?
Yeah, there's only two more games possible, but Cleveland can end it tomorrow.
And I hear somebody out there saying, Jess has said that everything's preordained, so that almost...
So they'll go to game
guarantees
seven?
A game seven, yeah.
And really crush the Cubs.
I said Indians in six.
You think so?
Yeah.
When did you say that? Yesterday?
I said that before the series started. When we were in here, I said, I want the Cubs to win, but I think Cleveland is going to get it.
Why isn't everybody talking about Cleveland more? Because they've never been... Have they ever been watching.
No, they've been talking plenty.
I don't know.
Yes, or is it just because I'm surrounded by Cubs fans?
You're surrounded by Cubs fans.
Yeah, I don't know. The ESPN that I've been watching, they seem to be a little Cub heavy.
I'm not watching. Is that an exclusive ESPN?
I think I'm just saying. It's for very exclusive people.
Yeah, I think if Cleveland was playing anyone else, it would be very heavy on the Indians being the underdog and having won since 48. But since it's the Cubs, I mean, they haven't won since 1908.
Yep.
I'm just glad the Blue Jays.
They
and,
said,
the
I
other
saw.
Team
Dodgers.
The
yeah.
Dodgers, yeah.
I saw where your buddy saying the take me out to the ball game, is that right?
Oh,
Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder did.
And they said at some point, like he was like, I'm going to hand it off to Harry, and like on the big screen, and it's him singing it. And they said there wasn't a dry eye.
They sang it
with him. Yeah, they said there wasn't a dry eye.
It was actually very well done.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
And obviously,
see
Eddie's
this.
An actual singer, so he can kind of hit notes, and yeah, he did. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah.
Bill Murray sang it also on
Friday. Yeah, not so great. I love Bill Murray, but I don't... Yeah.
And you love Looney Tunes.
And I love Looney Tunes, but not in this case. Yeah.
But it was Bill Murray. What's going to do it straight? Yeah. So are we ready to go?
Are we ready to go? Are we out of here?
I got to go get the rest of my costume.
Rock and roll Hoochie Coo. Thank you for listening to the Chick McGee Show.
Let it kick
on
in.
Podcast One. Oh, I'm mashed all over it on Podcast One. That's Jason. That's just playing the air drums. And that's Jeff.
I don't know what that
was. We call it pterodactyl.
Happy Halloween. Good night, everybody.
Is your basement or garage full of old house paint that you know you'll never use? I know mine is. Avocado green, hot pink, antique white. That is a nice shade of white, though. You know, it's easy to recycle your leftover paint, stain, and varnish all over California. Most paint care drop-off locations are paint and hardware stores that take back leftover paint. Keep what you need and recycle the rest. Find a drop-off site near you at paintcare.org.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.